You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene. It is currently -4, -11 with the wind chill. We're going up to a high of +2 with apparently a mix of sun and cloud skies.
Sure.
Yeah, a lot more cloud than sun, I think. I'm Mike Duncan here with Gene Stillwell.
Now, this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in the lower lobby of the Sony Center, the Cecilia String Quartet will be performing one of their Xenia concerts. With us to talk about it is a founding member of the quartet, violinist Sarah Nematala. Good morning.
Hi.
Now, this series of concerts, it's designed to welcome children and families affected by autism and other disabilities. How so? Give us a bit of background about your relationship with the Xenia concerts.
Yeah, absolutely. So the mission of Xenia concerts is to offer high-quality music and arts events in an environment that welcomes those who might not have access to such events due to physical, mental, and financial barriers. And the initial inspiration did come from an experience that the Cecilia String Quartet had performing for people on the autism spectrum. And after this experience, we just heard so many stories about how these families would not be able to go to concerts under normal circumstances because, you know, as you may know, a lot of classical concerts come with some unspoken rules about how you can't move around, you can't make sound, you know. So Cecilia Quartet spent a lot of time sort of researching how can we make our concerts more accessible for these families. Mm-hmm. So we have some visual aids at the concerts. We speak. The venue is very accessible. There's movable seating. You can sit on the floor. You can dance. You know, sometimes the kids even come up and turn our pages while we're playing, which we're very thankful for as long as it's at the right bar number.
Oh, my goodness.
But, so it's really, you know, and you're getting to hear great music. Cecilia String Quartet is Juno nominated. We're playing an all Mendelssohn program. So it's a great, great thing to do with the family, and you get to hear incredible performances.
Now, I understand that quite a few of the members, four, are quite involved in behavior and music and how it affects behavior and nurturing community within that.
I mean, we've heard just so much from our audience about how important these things are. I mean, in the Cecilia String Quartet, myself and my colleagues, we all believe that, you know, music is good for people and classical music is timeless and it makes people happy. And so even though we've performed in, you know, Wigmore Hall and Amsterdam Concertgebouw, we've also performed in jails, in schools for homeless youth, in veterans rehabilitation centers. So we really believe in this as part of what we do. And Xenia Concerts has, now that it's its own organization, has sort of taken up this call to duty to bring these concerts to people who don't have access. Mm-hmm.
And it really is, because, I mean, I have personal experience. My son is on the, he has Asperger's. Mm-hmm. And the very first time I took him to his very first concert, it was amazing to see the change that came over him.
Mm-hmm.
It you know, he went from this fidgety kind of guy who wasn't paying attention to anything, just being mesmerized. And you know, it was actually like for an hour and a bit, he actually sat still.
Yeah, we have a lot of regulars at our series. And there's this one family that brings their son who we just love. He's great. And I know he has a bit of a sound sensitivity. Mm. And so in the beginning, he was bringing headphones. But he would still come and sit in the front row. And then after a little while, I started to notice that he wouldn't put his headphones on. And his mom would kind of ask him, you know, do you want to go and sit at the back? Is it too loud for you? But he was like, no, I'm okay. And if the music got a little loud, he would just cover his ears with his hands. But it's incredible because he enjoys it so much. And it hasn't, his sensitivities haven't stopped him from learning and adapting and enjoying what we're doing.
Now, for this concert, you've programmed Mendelssohn.
Yes.
Any reason in particular?
Well, we're calling this concert Beyond Words. And the reason for that is, you know, a lot of people talk about how music is this universal language. And Mendelssohn was really attuned to that idea. He wrote a bit about what he feels about the relationship between music and words and how enigmatic it is. And he knew that music, on the one hand, it evokes words, but at the same time, it sort of transcends words. So I thought this was an interesting concept, and we wanted to pick up on that. So we're playing Mendelssohn String Quartet Opus 44, number 1, which is a great piece. And we're also playing a selection of Songs Without Words by Mendelssohn that were arranged for string quartet. So it's a really nice Sunday morning program.
And I know that you interact with your audience. So you and also you give breaks.
Yes, we have our very beloved stretch breaks, which are 60-second sort of, you know, moments where people can stand up and talk to their neighbor. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's really just making that concert environment comfortable.
Mm-hmm. It just makes so much sense. And you can see, obviously, why they have to have, why there has to be a special concert for along this spectrum for people with autism or Asperger's syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be quite different from a normal or a regular concert series.
Yeah, I think both formats are great. But
sure.
I think like us, if you believe that music is really for everybody and that everybody gets enrichment from it, then you have to offer these opportunities.
I agree. I think it's a fabulous idea. I'm sorry not more organizations do it.
Well, we are actually, now Xenia Concerts has become actually a registered charity.
Yes, yes, yes. That's marvelous. Yes, by you.
Yes, that's right.
Good
so,
for you.
You know, so we're actually working with other presenters. We're starting to put on concerts in Ottawa. We're in early mm-hmm. stages talking with someone from Calgary. So we're really trying to branch out and we're looking for those audiences that say, you know, this music is for me and please bring it to me.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do any of the members of your audience get up and talk to you?
Oh, yes, all the time. Oh, yeah, they come and they tell us what they thought. And, you know, we're always open to feedback, but they, you know, they tell us what they did that day. And,
right.
I mean, the artists that we present are very generous and, you know, we'll let you kind of take a look at our instruments. And so, again, just adding to that, you know, idea of openness.
Mm-hmm. And do you all have an understanding of how to deal with someone like that when they come up or they want to touch your instrument or the speed with which you interact? Or
I mean, I think there's a lot of patience. You know, obviously, you know, we play on special instruments, so not
yes.
anything goes with
no,
the
of
instrument.
Course.
Yeah.
But I think after, you know, this is the fourth season of these concerts, so
congratulations.
You know, no, thank you. So mm-hmm. over time, you kind of get a sense of, you know, how to work through those types of things. And the artists that we present, Cecilia String Quartet and the others, you know, we make sure that they are understanding of their audience. We've done a lot of research into, you know, how to interact
yes.
with this audience. So we kind of and work our way around things
right.
like that.
And I understand that you are all adjunct professors at U of T.
That's right, yes.
So you can have meetings that aren't too difficult to get together with.
yes, occasionally.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. What a great idea this
oh,
is.
Thank you for having
it's
me.
It's just fabulous. We've been speaking with violinist Sarah Nematala about the Cecilia String Quartet's Xenia Concert. It's a one-hour performance, and it takes place this Sunday at 11 a.m. in the lower lobby of the Sony Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, it can be found at xeniaconcerts.com or obtaining tickets by calling 416-927-1555 extension 1, or you can email xeniaconcerts@gmail.com. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much.